Tracy Smith was late, but Edward Case refrained from commenting on this as he hung up her coat. Hunter Piper's, Case suggested. Why not? Tracy grinned. Case padded to the drinks cabinet. He poured Tracy a straight, sloshed soda in with his whiskey. Edward handed Tracy her triple. He sat down beside her. I've a confession to make, he told her. Really? Tracy kept her eyes on the fire. It's the only thing standing in the way of our love. Once I've told you this, I think everything will work out. Oh. Tracy wondered if Edward was going to tell her he was a Nazi. It wasn't such a big deal, since she knew anyway. The first time I met Paul, Case was saying, I had sex with him. Can you forgive me? It would be a bit hypocritical if I didn't. Somehow Tracy wasn't surprised. After all, I'm still bedding him. There's something else, too. Case was amazed at how casually she was taking it. Until very recently, I was a fanatical Nazi. My informant told me you were still a rabid Hitlerite. Tracy's eyes remained on the fire. How could you love me if you thought I was a racist bigot? Case wanted to know. I don't know, Tracy replied softly. I didn't understand your Nazi fanaticism, but I figured it couldn't have a permanent hold on you if I loved you. I thought maybe I could help you see the error of your ways. You have, Case said, clasping her hand. I've burnt my SS uniform. Good, Tracy replied.